Finance and Economics.
Banking. Stick to Manhattan. Goldman Sachs' disastrous Main Street gamble.
How hard can it be? Goldman Sachs is supposed to employ the sharpest minds in finance. Traders on the other side of a deal shake in fear. Bosses flock to its bankers for advice. Investors hang on to its analysts' every word. In 2016, when Goldman launched its consumer business, it seemed only a matter of time before these masters of the universe mastered the pedestrian business of making loans to ordinary people. But it's clear now, after the third reshuffle in almost as many years was announced on October 18th, that Goldman should have stuck to Wall Street. Profits are falling across the big banks as the economic cycle turns. High interest rates are killing lucrative investment bank revenues and putting pressure on consumers. In the third quarter, compared with a year ago, net income fell by 17% at JP Morgan Chase, 25% at Citi, 29% at Morgan Stanley, and by a whopping 43% at Goldman. This partly reflects its dominance of businesses that have slowed sharply, like investment banking. But it's also because without those vast profits in trading and investment banking to distract shareholders, the turn in the credit cycle is revealing just how terrible Goldman is when it comes to consumer lending. Its consumer bank was launched in 2016 by Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman's previous boss, with a savings account called Marcus, which was named after the firm's founder. A more aggressive move into consumer lending then followed, led by David Solomon, the firm's current boss, with a credit card offered in partnership with Apple. A comparison with JP Morgan's lending business shows just how behind Goldman is. Goldman's loan book is a sixth the size of its rivals. Its consumer loan book is a ninth as big. And the firm is setting aside relatively more for credit losses in the third quarter. Goldman anticipates losing 13% of its consumer credit card and installment loans. JP Morgan expects to lose just 6%. The reshuffle will split up Goldman's consumer bank, bundling its consumer savings and wealth products into the asset management arm and sticking the lending ones into a new platforms business where they'll sit alongside wholesale and business banking. This might help to disguise some of the consumer bank's thorniest problems. The reshuffle will also wrap together the firm's trading and investment bank businesses, which should make it easier for shareholders to compare Goldman's performance in its Wall Street businesses with those of its rivals, like Morgan Stanley or JP Morgan, who organise themselves this way. Yet even a broader comparison does Goldman few favours nowadays. Since 2019, as Goldman has focused on its consumer bank, Morgan Stanley has doubled down on its asset management offering. It's acquired Eaton Vance, an asset manager, and eStar Trade, a retail broker. A quick look at market capitalizations is all it takes to discern which strategy is preferred by investors. In 2019, Harit Talwar, then boss of Goldman's consumer effort, is supposed to have thanked Julian Salisbury, one of the investment bank's top earners, for making all the money we're spending. The joke was hardly a rib tickler at the time, and it's rather less funny now. But at least Goldman's rivals are laughing.